With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. For the adventurous, blackberries can be found easily in the wild for only your travel expenses and the sweat of your brow. But when I told Northwest Berry Foundation Director Tom Pierbold that I had no idea commercial production was so prevalent, he told me the Pacific Northwest is a leader in that market.
It's a great crop. I mean, I really love working with it, and it has an amazing amount of versatile qualities and different cultivars. So I think a lot of people have very good memories about it, and unaware of how large the actual industry is for growing them.
Pierbold says blackberry lovers should really keep their eyes open for a couple of new varieties at the market.
There's a shift in the industry right now away from thorny type cultivars like Marionberry into newer improved material that's thornless. And we're also improving the quality of the fruit a lot. There's some new cultivars that have just been developed by USDA. So we're into a shift in cultivars toward a couple in particular, which are called Black Diamond and Columbia Star. So if folks are out and at the farmers markets or whatever and happen to see in particular Columbia Star blackberry, it is an amazingly good quality berry that's just come out in the last few years.
Pierbold blames a cooler, wetter winter on a blackberry tonnage that's expected to be nearly 30% below last year. He says the berry quality is excellent, but yield this year is terrible. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.